Tonight we'll be touching on the subject of Christianity, intelligent design, and science. There's a tremendous amount of material here. We can't really do justice to it, but that's been true just about of every part of the class, so we just soldier on anyway. Before I get into this, though, I just want to make some very brief comments about, believe it or not, again, Wonder of Wonders, a film that I saw last night. Some friends wrote me into this. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know? Have any of you seen that? What the Bleep Do We Know? It's called What the and All These Strange Symbols Do We Know? No one's seen it. It's quite a popular film. It's been at this theater on Colorado and I-25 for about 3 or 4 months. And it's an unabashed propaganda film for the New Age worldview. Things that I've been writing against for about 25, 30 years. I guess there's still some work to do. But in that film, it stars a deaf actress by the name of Marley Matlin. Last time I saw her in a film was 20 years ago, Children of a Lesser God. It's amazing how those Hollywood actresses age so well. I just don't know how that works. But you find in this movie, amazingly enough, that all is one, all is God. You create your own reality through perception, and this is supposedly proven by quantum physics, spurious interpretation of such. There is no distinction between good and evil, that we need a paradigm change, a new change, to advance into a better civilization. And monotheism is just dead wrong. In fact, one of the people interviewed in the film says that to think that God is distinct from us is an abomination. I can't really give you the plot because there's not much of a plot. It's about this woman who is distressed, anxious. You get the sense she's been recently divorced or estranged from her husband. And she has all these bizarre experiences that open her up to this spiritual reality. And throughout the film, various people are interviewed, but you don't know who they are until the end, and they give their credentials. So you have some scientists, some medical people, and you also have a woman named Jay-Z Knight. Any of you know who Jay-Z Knight is? Yeah, the channeler of Ramtha. She's a channeler. She's a spiritist. And she's in character through the film. She was very popular in the 80s. I had not heard anything of her for about 20 years. She shows up in the film, and at the end, the credit says something like, Ramtha, ancient spiritual master. Now, all the critique that we did on the New Age applies to this film. It's an impersonal worldview. Monotheism is wrong. God is not distinct from us. God is not a person. Yet at one point in the film, one of the people says that you should see if the quantum field will respond to you. But it's an impersonal energy. Sort of try out, throw down a quantum fleece and see what the quantum field will do. And he calls the quantum field you. See what you will do. He's talking to the quantum field. We're told there's no difference between good and evil. Ramtha says, you are not good, you are not evil, you are God. But we are told also that it's an abomination to think God is distinct from us. And it's a deplorable idea to think there's a difference between good and evil. That is actually said in the film. Self-refuting, right? Are we here? Are you with me? It uses pseudoscience to promote a monistic and pantheistic worldview. It says that everything is one, but then it goes into great detail about the neural networks of the brain. And they said earlier in the film there was no such thing as matter, in a hard sense of matter, but then it talks about all these physical neural networks. Everything is one, but all these networks have all these tentacles that are reforming according to the attitudes you have. The film is absolutely rife with contradictions and illogic. But it is presented in a very phantasmagoric way. In fact, I don't watch television, so I basically had a sort of a perceptual breakdown watching this film because of the rapid scene changes, the strange special effects, some of which, I have to admit, were a little bit humorous. And the reason that this will affect people is that they're overwhelmed by the images and the experts. The experts and the images. Well, I can tell you from a lot of work for a lot of years, it's all a crock. It's completely a crock. In fact, when I walked out of the theater with my friends, I looked back at the theater. It was a small theater, probably all 15 people there, and I said, don't believe a word of it. It's the only apologetic I could get in. At one point, when someone said something, I think it was Ramtha, I used a particular word for bovine excrement. It's hard to hold this stuff in. when you've been fighting it for 25 years, and there it is on the big screen. And it's kind of a cult film, basically. It's fairly popular. Now, should you see it? Well, if you want to see the New Age worldview in action, yeah, and it's not particularly lewd. Well, there are some lewd scenes, but I think it's rated PG-13. It's not too bad in that respect. There are some stupid, pointless scenes, but there's really no nudity in there. I just wonder if anybody had seen it. It's apparently developing kind of a small but dedicated following. There's a website out there where you can follow up on all these ideas. A lot of these characters I was reading 20, 25 years ago in the film. So it's still there, still having an impact, certainly. Well, unless there are questions or comments on that, let's go into intelligent design. And I really want to leave room for the film. Now, let me give you an apologetic why we're watching a film with all my rants against video intoxication and the image orientation. You always have to exegete a medium as a Christian. You have to exegete yourself, your soul. How am I doing with God? How am I doing with the world? How am I doing with other people? How am I doing with myself? You have to exegete the scripture. What does it say? How does it apply? And you have to exegete the world. You see, because you bring the word to the world through the self. So you've got to always be inspecting and critiquing all three things all the time. So when we're looking at media technology, you always have to exegete the medium. What does it do? What does it do well? What does it do poorly? Now, the medium itself is formal. It might be a computer, might be a film, might be radio. It's a form which contains content. But the form always decisively shapes the content. Even having a microphone, to some degree, changes the dynamic of this class. And we get into this in great detail in my class, Christian Ethics and Modern Culture. So when I teach, as part of my pedagogy, I always think what media are appropriate for the subject matter. So you have to exegete the media. And for philosophy, typically, this is the best medium to use. Human beings talking to other human beings with no mediation except a microphone. Put a few things on the board, give you some outlines. However, when you're dealing with certain features of the natural world and certain scientific claims, the graphic element is extremely important because you've read about the bacterial flagellum this week. You've read about irreducible complexity. You've read about the nature of information and how it's not reducible to matter or to chance or to natural law, right? That has a certain intellectual cogency to you, I hope. But the thing that is mind-boggling about this film is that you see some subatomic photographs of the bacterial flagellum in action. And you are exposed to some marvelous computer graphics that simulate what goes on with DNA and RNA and the bacterial flagellum and so on. And you are apprenticed into this world by some of the leading philosophers and scientists of the intelligent design movement. And they're not merely talking heads. They develop themes that you've been reading about this week, and they develop them carefully. So it seems to me with this particular film, it's about 65 minutes, the medium fits the message if you've done some reading ahead of time and if you continue to read. But in this case, the graphic, visual, non-textual element of the bacterial flagellum, RNA, DNA, those sorts of things, is very key to understanding things like specified complexity, irreducible complexity, the nature of information not being reducible to matter, chance, or natural law. That's why we're doing it. Okay? So people who think I would never use a video for any purposes are wrong. The issue is exegete the medium and ask whether or not the medium serves your educational or ministerial purposes. Most evangelicals never do that, frankly. That's another class. I won't go into it. Let's go back to this.